Before Green Gables by Budge Wilson. Narrated by Renee Rodman. Copyright 2008 by Budge Wilson and the estate of L. M. Montgomery. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with G. P. Putnam's Sons, a division of Penguin Group USA, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Walter Leaves for Work. Bertha Shirley stood at the door of their little yellow house and waved goodbye to Walter as he turned onto the road that would eventually take him to the Bolingbroke High School. His arms were too full of books to wave back, but his smile told her everything she needed to know. She continued to watch him as he journeyed down the long road that led to the Hepworth House. Jeffrey Hepworth taught science at the school and would be waiting for Walter with the horse and buggy ready for the trip across the green marshlands and into the center of town. Walter had hoped to do the long journey by foot, but today was the first day of the fall term, and he had too much to carry. Usually, he counted on that early morning walk to clear the cobwebs out of his head before starting his first geometry class. After the walk and after that class, Walter always felt ready for anything. There was something so orderly, so logical, so predictable about geometry, in fact, about all branches of mathematics. Everything seemed to fit. He loved the subject he taught with the same intensity that Bertha felt for the material she'd been teaching in the same school up until last June. Bertha stayed in the doorway long after Walter had disappeared behind the tank.